Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We are back from vacation. We were gone for, what, 10, 11 days, something like that?
So many days.
We haven't taken a big vacation since December.
Last year, since Christmas.
If I recall. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were due to get away. We have some major vacation time built up, and we're like, we got to use it or lose it. So we did. I will tell you, we posted some pictures on our socials, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, on Facebook and Instagram. And one thing you will notice with Katie's pictures is the biggest smile.
Oh, I'm so
like
happy.
Every single one of them. Where were you?
It was the best time. So I went up to New York State, and it's my first time ever being that far east. It was my first time being in New York. Obviously, New York City is the biggest city in our country, so it was the biggest city I've ever been to. Oh, my gosh. And I got to go through the whole state. Like, we were staying up in North Creek, which is the Adirondack Mountains. And so we were up there, which is very north, upstate. What I found out is when people from New York say upstate, they're talking about the catacombs or something, which is just like, I guess, an hour and a half north of the city. But I was like 3.5 hours north of the city. And then we went from North Creek down to New York City. That was a great time just because, I got to see the World Trade Center, and I got to see, Rockefeller Center, and I got to see Central Park and the Statue of Liberty. We actually paid for the ferry ride to go into the harbor and ride all around the city. And so you got to see New Jersey completely redid their city when, a lot of it went underwater, and so they had to rebuild the city. So it's like a brand new city, and the buildings are so shiny. And to see all of that from
Hey, can you go up in the statue?
Water, we didn't go up in the statue.
Can you still do that though?
I don't know.
You can't go up to the. You can't go up to the
head anymore.
No, you can. You can't go up to the hand part, the flame.
Oh, okay.
That part you can't do. But you can go. Yeah, the torch. You can go up to the head.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we actually just saw it from the boat, but that vantage point, like, I didn't realize it was going to hit me like that. Right. Because first of all, you get on that boat. It's like the Liberty something.
Did you hear an eagle cry as you're on there?
Okay. So that's funny. So first of all, I get on the boat and it starts going back and forth. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I guess it's been a minute since I've been on a boat. And I started to my stomach. It took a second my stomach to get settled. But once it did, that was one of the most enjoyable things. Like the fact that you can see all of that and the entire vantage point. Like, you see New Jersey over here, and then you see Manhattan, and you see Brooklyn. It's just impressive. And when we got to the Statue of Liberty, you see Ellis Island to the right, and then you see the Statue of Liberty, and they're telling you the whole story about it and how people who came to Ellis Island back in the day, and they saw her, that's what they saw to tell them they were in America.
Yeah, it was a sign of freedom. And
to hear that story, I got so emotional. I'm sitting on that boat, and I almost started bawling.
Katie, imagine the boat that you were on, the little boat ride, and then the boat ride that they were on coming across the pond. That's months of travel.
Oh,
did you go into Ellis Island either?
No,
you didn't. Darn it.
We just did the tour. That's the thing is, New York, we had so many things to do. I have to go back just so I can do the things I didn't get a chance to. Like, I have to go to Ellis Island, and I have to explore that and find out about that history. Because just hearing our tour guide's announcement of it made me just so I need to go there.
Powerful stuff. Yeah,
totally.
Because I feel like they have the books and stuff in there too, where everybody signed in and everything. I want to see all that.
So we did.
So I've never been. So this is like I'm living vicariously through you.
It was so great. Like, and again, I'm going to tell you right now, New York City smells like pee. It does. There's such a strong urine smell, but you get used to it, and everything is
it's like coming in
fun.
Here.
It's like everything is so fun that. you're just overwhelmed with this feeling of, wow.
Did you do Central Park?
So we did Central Park.
Good.
We did Central Park. We did Rockefeller Center. We went to Liberty Bagel. I had to go to Liberty Bagel, home of the Rainbow Bagel, but they put an inch of cream cheese up in that bagel. It is so good. Like, I had the honey bacon sriracha cream cheese on a salted bagel, and it was
yum.
Oh,
that sounds fantastic.
Gosh. And I will say, like, the thing about New York is they do a couple things different, and it is bread and ice cream. Their pizza crust, I don't know what's in that New York water, but oh gosh, is it good.
Like, it's good.
Their pizza is unlike any other, and the bagels as well, just that the whole bread concept is just so good. Like,
did you try the fried Oreos
difference.
Out there?
I did not try the fried Oreos.
Fried Oreos,
no.
Man. Oh
no.
My gosh, but they're so good.
The dairy and the bread. So good. Like, I ate so much ice cream. I'm sure you saw the pictures of me because I took
it was almost every picture, actually.
I had so many pictures of me. I don't know how many ice cream cones I ate, but you could probably get a tally by going to look at all those pictures. But that wasn't it. Like, then, like, when I had to mention before I forget, when we got to the Statue of Liberty, just backtracking a little bit, do you know what song they played when we when we got there?
Baby
like,
got
you guys
back.
Get, no, they're like, we're going to get you the best vantage point of the Statue of Liberty, and then we're going to play a very patriotic American song so that you can get your pictures and your videos, right?
Nickelback.
Any guess as to what song they played?
Was it not very patriotic?
It was like, very patriotic.
Okay, so like, this land is your land.
No, it's not that one.
The American.
Was it Neil Diamond?
That was Neil Diamond! Come into
to America.
America.
Oh, I love
so
that!
What?
I really want to go.
It was like, and it just makes you feel it even more.
Yeah.
It's like you just have this feeling rise up in you. You don't know where it came from, and you just like,
that's
today.
Funny.
Like, you scream it with them. I know!
Oh,
it's
I like
so
this song.
Good. Like, it made me feel so proud to be an American. It really did. Like, I don't think I've ever been more proud to be an American than I was in that moment.
Did you see
totally
Freedom Tower?
You feel.
Well, yeah, it's... You saw it. Like, we didn't do the tour of everything in Ground Zero.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to do that so bad. But again, another thing I have to do when I go back to New York. How are you not feeling? Like,
I got goosebumps right now!
Statue of Liberty's in front of you.
There's an eagle flying
right
over
now.
It.
It's going on. In
there
the
it
background!
Is. Yes!
Like, it was... Oh, gosh. That's going to be one of the best feelings of my life. Like,
that's awesome.
That will go down as one of the best feelings of my life. And that wasn't even the highlight of the trip.
I know what it was.
Gosh.
I know what it was.
What was it?
Niagara Falls.
It was Niagara Falls.
I knew it. You're such a waterfall freak. Like, the videos and everything of you, she sent me a couple too while I was like, she's like, I'm at Niagara Falls right now.
Yeah.
flipping out, huh?
It was
pretty
so
cool.
Magical. And again, like, we took the boat ride. I would strongly encourage, if you're going to go see these, you know, I guess just places in our country, these, you know, establishments, these things that, you know, you read about and you hear about, and it's the first time you've seen them. Like, take the tours or the things that bring you to them. Take
sure.
the things that bring you to, you know, the place, like right in front of them, because that's going to make such the difference. I mean, when we got to Niagara Falls, first of all, we're like 20 miles out, and I can feel her. I'm like,
I can feel her.
I know I'm by that waterfall.
I can feel it.
Like, and my friend, my bestie, was with me, and she was just like, your smile is insane.
Oh
right
God.
Now. We haven't even seen the waterfall yet.
I can feel it.
Huh?
I could feel it.
Feel it on the boat or like off the boat?
No, I was in the car 20 miles
it.
Away and I
oh,
could feel
Oh, yeah. You
her.
Could feel the
like,
mist on your face.
Oh, it was the best thing I've ever done.
We did post pictures on the socials, though, if you want to go check them out. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, all one word, on Facebook and Instagrams. And it's Katie, K-A-T-Y. So Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Go on there and like them, make snarky comments, do whatever the heck you want. I will say you were talking about all the food you were eating, and I did see like pictures right when you came back that you took your daughter out for pizza.
I know.
After a few weeks of eating like crap, you're like, it's pizza time!
Pizza time!
That's what she picked, though, because it was her belated birthday celebration.
Oh, okay, and she's baby Nana, and she gets her way no matter what.
Of course she does.
I'm baby Nana, give
and
me some
funny,
pizza.
She actually, because I was posting the pizza and
yeah.
the chicken wings in Buffalo, because they don't call them buffalo wings in Buffalo. I
oh,
want
right.
you to know.
Chicken
like,
wings. wings.
They will get mad at you if you call them buffalo wings in Buffalo, actually. But she was craving all those things because I was posting all the pictures.
Oh.
So she's like, I want it. And we went to that pizza spot, the High Society, which is they use New York water for their dough.
There you go. And so you're like, I know this water.
Exactly. I know
this. Does
it
curse
stuff.
You out as you eat it?
Right? Exactly.
Does it also taste like urine?
Long lecture. Yeah, it smells like an onion.
Mama, take me for pizza.
But yeah, so we did go get pizza after. But oh my gosh, the food, you guys.
I know, so much good stuff.
I ate so much food.
I saw ice cream. Some pizzas.
I told you about Liberty Bagels. Again, the ice cream, it's like they have soft serve over there in New York that they are very proud of.
What were those dipped in?
So many things on them.
Yeah.
That's a very famous ice cream stand. It's called Martha's. It's in Lake George.
Okay.
And it is like so world famous for the amount. First of all, the small ice cream cone is like this big.
It was
so
not small at all.
Yeah, that was a small.
We're on radio. You can't say this big.
Okay, I know, right?
Say 12 inches.
Well, you know.
She's making hand gestures over here.
How big
12 inches.
Is. Just imagine that.
That looked like 2 feet to me.
So
anyway, yeah, like they're massive, first of all. But then, yeah, you can dip them in this and then roll them in that and then put a cherry on top. So the ridiculous ice cream. But it's also creamier. Like something about that dairy over there is just ridiculous. I'm not even the biggest ice cream fan, but... Ooh, they know how to do it right.
Creamier
over
cows,
there.
I think, is what it is.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. It's those city cows. They're just bougie as all get out. But anyway, the ice cream.
Do you
and
feel
then
like a fatty?
So fat.
Like that's all we did was
and then
eat.
I don't know if it's just because, like, when we're here, we're just in higher elevation, but, like, I could feel myself decompressing when I was
You're
on
like
the
shrinking.
Plane
yeah,
coming
yeah, yeah.
into the Mile High City.
Yeah,
like,
it's the altitude.
I could feel my
just
stomach
pushing
like,
down
pushing
on you.
Pushing everything out. I was
we
like,
got home and unleashed.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so there was a point where, again, and then I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on vacation, I have, like, stage fright. When it comes to the bathroom.
Oh.
I can't. Like, it's all out of whack. I'm not on my schedule, so at one
she
point...
She didn't poop for 10 days, Jer.
Literally like, let's just keep seeing what we can fit in there.
You're so backed up.
Keep eating. Wow. Like,
people
just
have that problem
eating.
When they travel that they can't
do.
Go. You're out of your element.
Yes.
You're around other people.
And you're traveling with friends or something and sharing a bathroom, and it's just
compacted.
Like, it's harder. It's harder to do that.
Yeah.
So that
is everything better now?
Me eating my way across the state of New York, everything's fine. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then we went to Niagara Falls.
Oh, there's more. All right.
Well, yeah.
I guess I'll get to
the
at some
highlight
point.
Of my trip.
Tomorrow,
oh,
maybe.
I have to tell
Probably
you about
tomorrow.
Niagara
All right,
Falls.
Give it to us.
Okay. So again, we're going west, right? We're on the interstate right. going west.
And
we're
then
like
what
20
happens?
Miles
Start with
outside.
What you wore for your outfit for Niagara Falls.
Oh my gosh! Oh my you want to hear? Oh, okay. I thought you really wanted to know. Because I picked it out specifically. Well, I had two shirts. I brought a Mix 100 shirt with me so I could take a picture with my Mix 100 shirt in front of Niagara Falls. But I didn't want to wear that the whole time, so I had to have an outfit change. So I could take pictures in my goat shirt with Nicole Jokic and Jamal Murray as well.
Oh my
gosh. And then I went to Goat Island on Niagara Falls in my goat
Was
t-shirt.
Nicole there?
It was awesome. But anyway, to the waterfall. So,
how was it?
So,
moist.
Wet. Again.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
I cannot strongly encourage enough you getting the boat tours when you go to places like this.
Well,
to
you
check
have to
them
with
out
Niagara
the,
Falls. You,
you
get
have
up
to
near it.
Well, because again, like you can go to the vantage point of seeing the falls from
up
above,
top, yeah,
and you can even go below in the elevator and see it from the side view and everything. But unless you're over on the Canadian side, Side note, you do need your passport to do that.
I knew it. I was like, you do.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you need to be able to see that from the front, and you have to do the boat tour if you're going to do that. The thing is so we get to Niagara Falls, and we're kind of, I'm overwhelmed by the fact that I'm in the presence.
We all are right now.
Like, I was so happy to be there. So like, we navigate our way to Niagara Falls. First of all, I have to pay $30 just to park. So fine, whatever, lovely. Then we get out and we go up to the information desk, and I start talking to the guy there, and I'm like, hey, I just want to get on that boat. I really don't have time to do all of the other stuff, but if I wanted to get on the boat and do a couple other things, how much would that cost? And this guy's a straight New Yorker, right? He's just like
$27.50.
Oh my gosh. He's like, it's gonna be $120. And I'm like, okay.
$120.
Well, I just want to go on the boat now, right? Like, I don't want to do all the other things. And so he ended up charging us a ridiculous amount because he charged us the thing with the tour. And I just want to say, like, you don't always need the tour with it, because that's going to cost you a lot of money and it slows you down. I was waiting for people on the bus. I'm like, hurry up, Margaret. What are you doing? We got waterfalls to see. Like, I was like so mad at the people I was on the tour with because they were going
because they
so
just
slow.
Drag it on and on and on.
And I was like,
and on.
I've got stuff to do here, you know? So then I ditched the tour. They're trying to find me. I'm like, I'm not with you anymore, okay? I'm going to do my own tour. I walked to Goat Island by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And so then, anyway, when you get down, like, that's the only thing I would say. Don't pay for the tour because it's not worth it. And Margaret will slow you down.
Yeah.
Oh, Margaret. Anyway, so on the boat, you're there.
Yeah.
And it does. It takes you, like, right in front of the waterfall. Oh. And it's like you come into this bend and all of a sudden the wind just hits your face, right? Mm. And I loved it. Like, my friend was recording me the whole time, and the video's hilarious because you have this whole boat of people and they didn't know it was coming, and it freaked everybody out except
me. How do you
me.
Not know it's coming?
That's what
it's
I
Niagara
said.
Freaking
like, we're
falls.
In front of a waterfall.
There's
what do you expect to happen?
The biggest waterfall.
What do you think is going to happen? These people were so surprised that a waterfall was noisy and windy. And I'm like, well, clearly you haven't been to waterfalls before. So, like, people are standing on the top deck of this boat, and they're, like, blown away. And you see a guy grab his baby and run to the back. And I'm like, it is not.
He grabbed a baby?
He grabbed
was
a
it
baby.
His?
Just a random
I
one.
I hope it was his baby. But then you
Did
see
Did it have
me.
The little blue poncho on
I
it
know.
As well?
Yes, we had blue ponchos.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
It was
You will
amazing.
Get soaked if you,
you
don't.
Will get, and those ponchos don't do much.
Nope.
But they're just kind of fun to have in the
How'd
moment.
Your hair handle
oh
afterwards?
Oh my gosh, yes. Did you see my hair? Like,
was it frizzy like crazy?
Oh, my hair was so crazy.
Up in that frizz?
It's humid in New York, first
It was like
of
Monica
all.
From that
and,
Friends episode.
Oh my gosh, my hair was so crazy. But I was so excited to be there. And I think that was my favorite part is, like, you see everybody else kind of, like, beside themselves for a different reason, but then here I am just taking in every moment. Like, the video is hilarious because you can tell I am enjoying this so much and everybody else is freaking out, and I just loved it. I can't wait to go back. I think that would probably be the best vacation I've ever taken in
oh,
my
that's
whole life.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah, and because I did so many things. You know, we went kayaking on, you know, Minerva Beach, like Minerva Lake, while we were in New York as well. We were going to go parasailing, but I was like, yeah, I think I've actually done enough. I can handle the parasailing.
What's
at
Minerva
this point.
Beach?
It's the big, like, man-made lake up by North Creek that everybody goes to. And so that was kind of what you wake up, you go to the beach, and you just spend the day at the beach.
Well, the cool it thing that you did, Katie, like, for your life. You went through the entire state of New York, essentially. And that is what a lot of people don't get to do. They'll,
yeah.
like, stick in Manhattan or stick in Buffalo or stick in Staten Island. But you got to do everything, which is really cool. I haven't even done that,
no.
which is really cool.
I did. New York is a big state.
It really is.
I couldn't believe it. Like, where we were at in North Creek, somebody told me, well, 3 hours north. I was like, there's 3 more hours north? Like, how? What? Like, what? It was crazy. It was.
Where'd you stay at in New York?
Insane. So we were in New York City.
Yeah.
But we just drove in early,
oh, you drove
and
in.
Then drove home late. So we
gotcha.
Actually went from New York City. We went to Stamford, Connecticut
yeah.
to see my friend's family. We had more pizza there, if you can believe it or not. Connecticut's got good pizza, too. Just in case you're wondering.
That's good. Stanford pizza, baby.
Stanford pizza.
Yeah.
It's so good.
What else did you eat?
Oh, my gosh. So we went to Buffalo, and we had pizza logs,
okay.
which is like a pizza in an egg roll,
yeah.
if you can imagine it.
Shut
but
up.
A little bit crispier than an egg roll, too. Not as, like, like a little chewier, if you will.
So they made an egg roll and put a pizza in it.
It's good. It's good.
Is it like a burrito size?
No,
or is
it's
it?
An egg roll size.
It's like a small, yeah.
Yeah, oh, they're
not good. Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they're pretty, because you can have a couple. They're pretty good. Yeah,
I had three. So
six,
you
seven,
definitely
Katie.
Throw
yeah.
some down. And then they also in Buffalo have beef on weck.
And I've never had that.
So it's essentially a French dip. But their bun is different. They have sea salt and caraway seeds on the top of their bun that really give it like a
I
punch of flavor.
I love French dip, so that sounds good.
Oh, my gosh, it was so good. And then, of course, the chicken wings in Buffalo, because you can't call them buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Well, they're already
–
if you say I want some wings, they assume it's buffalo. Like, they assume it's the buffalo
you're
sauce.
You're in Buffalo. You're in Buffalo. That's probably what you're having. But
what kind of sauce was it then? Just
No, it's buffalo sauce.
Is it buffalo? We had buffalo sauce, but then we also had, like, the Cajun barbecue.
Yes.
Like, you could try all their flavors.
You get the smorgasbord,
place,
essentially.
Yeah, it had a lot of flavors. So
were they crispy?
We went ham.
Well, what place did you go to? Because you didn't go to the original, or did you go to the original place?
We didn't go to Anchor Bar.
Okay.
We went to all these places and took our picture in front of them just because we were in Buffalo.
Because Anchor Bar is where the original chicken wing buffalo chicken wing was kind of invented.
Yeah, where it was invented.
Yes.
And then Duff's is another one, and we took our picture in front of there. But we went to Bill's North. Bill's Bar North is where we went, and that is apparently we were
like
there.
Like the spot for wings?
Well, we were there with someone from Buffalo. Like, my best friend's cousin lived in Buffalo, and so we met her there, and she said, this is the place in Buffalo to get your wings. So that's why we went to Bar's Bill North. But I'm sure it's like green chili here. Everybody's got their spot for it, where they think it's the best. So we just went to Lisa's. Preferred Buffalo spot.
You see any famous buildings or studios or anything?
We went to the NBC Rainbow Room Studios.
Awesome.
So just the outside, but still to be there was just insane. We went to the Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
You remember
Home Alone.
Guest of the world renowned Plaza Hotel. Yes. Remember? I was like, that's
because it's
Plaza
it's
Hotel.
Right outside Central Park.
Yes.
Like, Central Park is here. Plaza's
right there,
the next street over.
Know? They've got the big Louis Vuitton building that looks like a piece of their luggage.
Oh, did you see the Apple store that is underground and the whole thing is just a glass case?
So we were there.
It's like, so cool.
We asked the vendors in Central Park because the little kids we were with had to use the bathroom. And that's the one thing about New York City. It is hard to find a public
bathroom.
Ain't
no restrooms.
That's why it smells like pee. Yep.
That's why it smells like pee. But they told us that the Apple store is where you can go to use a restroom.
Really?
Did you go down the spiral staircase?
We went in the spiral staircase.
It's so cool.
It was the craziest Apple store I've ever been in.
It is the coolest.
Massive.
It's underground.
It is.
What?
It is so neat.
But then, like, you come up, and it's just like a glass case of emotion. That's what it is. It's so
no
cool.
Way.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Sorry,
so
now I'm getting hyped.
We got to see all of the places. And
like,
again,
you had a great trip.
I need to go back.
You
Are
should.
You
I
want to
hear
tell
more.
At nine, she's going
to
tell us
I
the end
I want to hear
trip.
More about
at
it.
At nine, where she's going to tell us the end.
You had a
take
great
up the whole
trip.
Time. I'm sorry.
You had a great trip, and we're really excited to be back. All three of us here on the morning show. Jeremy and Katie. Katie and Katie. And Katie, 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 and Katie, 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 and Josh
you know,
in the morning.
It's good to